The Mating Season by P.G. Wodehouse. Read by Jonathan Cecil. Chapter 1. While I would not go so far, perhaps, as to describe the heart as actually leaden, I must confess that on the eve of starting to do my bit of time at Deverall Hall, I was definitely short on chirpiness. I shrank from the prospect of being decanted into a household on chummy terms with a thug like my Aunt Agatha, weakened as I already was by having had her son Thomas, one of our most prominent fiends in human shape, on my hands for 3 days. I mentioned this to Jeeves, and he agreed that the set-up could have been juicier. Still, I said, taking a pop, as always, at trying to focus the silver lining, it's flattering, of course.
Sir?
Being the people's choice, Jeeves, having these birds going around chanting, "We want Worcester."
Ah, yes, sir. Precisely. Most gratifying.
But half a jiffy. I'm forgetting that you haven't the foggiest what all this is about. It so often pans out that way when you begin a story. You whiz off the mark, all pep and ginger, like a mettlesome charger going into its routine, and the next thing you know, the customers are up on their hind legs, yelling for footnotes. Let me get into reverse and put you abreast. My Aunt Agatha, the one who chews broken bottles and kills rats with her teeth, arriving suddenly in London from her rural lair with her son Thomas, had instructed me, in her authoritative way, to put the latter up in my flat for 3 days, while he visited dentists and old Vicks and things, preparatory to leaving for his school at Bramley-on-Sea, and that done, to proceed to Deverall Hall, King's Deverall Hants, the residence of some pals of hers, and lend my services to the village concert. Apparently they wanted to stiffen up the programme with a bit of metropolitan talent, and I had been recommended by the vicar's niece.